technical problem that the technique is the tech team is on. There are currently 100,000 people in the system who are enrolling, and there is no problem for them to enroll. We saw people lining up around the block this weekend, 2.9 million visits to the website this weekend, and last week alone we saw more calls to the call centers than in all of February. No one expected us to come back from the brink.
All right, come back from the brink, has it? That's Obamacare, and that would be the man at the White House, Jay Carney. What do you think, America? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're taking your pulse with what else? The biggest story in the last 4 years, and that is your health and my health and where we're headed for the future, especially with the amount of people who are aging and how big that population is going to be, and the marketplace is toppling in a much different direction. So it's about the numbers. Were the numbers manipulated? Are the numbers where they're supposed to be? Are there problems with the coverage that for some people it's more like catastrophic? The way it's been told to me, and I have gotten the most emails I've gotten on anything, frankly, here on America Tonight, is for many of you, it's been nightmarish because you're right there hanging by your nails onto the middle class. That's your label. You're hanging onto the middle class, right? So you make just enough that you're not poverty stricken, but you don't make enough that you're living pretty well and you have lots of extra money to put away. That's not really the case. You got to scrape a little bit to try to do that. So what happens is that's the people that are being squeezed by Obamacare. If you're not making a ton of money, it's awesome because you get coverage and it doesn't cost you hardly anything. Of course, then you have the same problem. How are you scraping together whatever the little amount is compared to the others who are slapped with higher fees and are paying more for prescriptions and are finding this just nightmarish? And I think some of that has just begun. The glitches at healthcare.gov with the deadline now coming and going got even bigger. They're still saying, 7 million, we were almost there, and this will iron itself out. In the meantime, Congress passed a bill to stop the cut in payments to Medicare doctors. That's good news. The reason that's good news is because if they didn't do that, your doctor might have been in the soup with this. The vote in the Senate was 64-35. So it sends that measure to delay the cuts for a year to Obama. He'll just sign it. The House passed it last week. It's $21 billion, so it basically pushes off a 24% cut in Medicare reimbursements to docs and extends dozens of other expiring health care provisions like higher payment rates for rural hospitals, blah, blah, blah. And what's happened is it's just, once again, it's a crazy temporary patch. But the problem was they messed up with Medicare and the doctors and all the paperwork. So some of those doctors were just going to say, forget it. And even if you weren't using Medicare, it was going to affect their practice enough that your doctor, who you trust, who you like, was going to say, later, I'm deep sixing this. And it's so tough when somebody has a relationship with you and knows you, let's just say, inside and out, especially if you've gone to them for a long time. Going to a new doctor is the worst. I mean, they could be great doctors, but they don't know what's affected you year after year after year. So the Senate Finance Committee Chair, Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, promised to keep pushing for a long-term solution and is proposing to use savings from the troop drawdown to pay the cost. Republicans and budget experts say savings are phony, and they're demanding at least some of the money to come from cuts to the Affordable Care Act. I think that's a good idea. Use some of the money to flow from that direction. Because what are the war savings? What war savings? We spent a fortune, so there are no war savings to pay for that, and that's what the problem is. So there were groups that represented other doctors, including the American Medical Association, who didn't like the legislation because they say it sets back the effort for a permanent solution. And in that sense, they are right. But once again, they didn't have a permanent solution. So at least you're not going to lose that doctor. It is not the, it's not the answer. Absolutely not. Because we keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. We keep doing that. And it's so scary. Because it's really how our legislation flows, isn't it? How about if we do less? How about if we pass less laws, but we really refine them so they work pretty good? There's an idea. Maybe if we focused on a few things, then they would be more perfected, let's say, in as they hit the street instead of being fraught with problems, and you have to do the redo again and again and again and again and again. So it is true. What they're saying is the war cuts, the money that would be cut then from the budget, that's baloney. And we still have the problem of what are we going to do with the Medicare fee service system? Because, of course, you have lots of problems with fraud, too. And they got to start working on it. That's the answer. You got to start working on it now so that we don't get back into this situation again next year. Because it'll be the same thing. It'll be the same thing over and over and over again. And we won't get away from it until we're just drowning. And it's just like the deficit. Eventually, you just close your eyes because you don't even remember what it is anymore. I think I said one time on the show, boy, in my lifetime, it's not going to hit $17 trillion. Boy, is I wrong. I thought there would definitely be some backpedaling because how far can you go? So you can't afford it anymore. I mean, we're there. So at least there's a Band-Aid for the doctors that you want to preserve that for many of you. But it's not a long-term solution, and there is no really money that's going to be all of a sudden thrown in to pay for that. It's not going to happen. I mean, the question is, was the Affordable Care Act at this point in time, because I know a lot of people will tell me, listen, you're going to have this kind of a law, you're going to have problems with it. Was it worth it? Another glitch, like I said, prevented people from filing applications. They did bring in a technical team that was able to solve it. They had that whole thing of error messages that came up when people started to try to use it. I guess they had more than 100,000 people trying to use it at once at noon. But they say in Washington, well, that's good news. But the reoccurring problems with the website certainly is not good news. And how do they think they're going to have everyone enrolled and make sure they're paying? They don't even know that at this point. Officially, the number they say is more than 6 million that have signed up for private insurance plans since October 1st through the federal and state Obamacare exchanges. How about you? Did you sign up? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With an elaborate ruse for the radio show, but then I thought better of it. We've tried those over the years, and they've fallen flat. April Fools, you gotta be really good to pull the same stunts over and over again. Although there are some, it depends on where you are. If it's friends that are, and you've done it a few times, then they're gonna know. But there are some pranks that you can pull on people that still seem to work. I mean, usually they're cornball-y things. There's even a museum full of April Fool's jokes. It's like, are you kidding me? Who goes to a museum of April Fool's jokes? And I don't know where it is. So somebody sent me the link, and it was in England, of course. But I thought they were pulling my leg, but apparently there is some such thing, I guess. I don't know. I was looking up all-time big-time pranks that somebody tried to pull off, and this was a pretty good one, I have to say. This was in the 90s, and I actually remember this. And probably it's because I'm from this area, but Taco Bell took out a full-page ad that was in all the big newspapers on April 1st, 1996. They said they had bought the Liberty Bell, and they were renaming it the Taco Liberty Bell. So people were so upset, gullible people that thought it was true, were all calling the historic park in Philly, where the bell was being housed, to say they were furious about it. And they only seemed to calm down when Taco Bell revealed a few hours later that it was just a practical joke. And at the time, and I was reading up on this again, they said the best line of the day happened when the White House press secretary, you know, we started off with Jay Carney, the current White House press secretary, but when the White House press secretary at the time, Mike McCurry, was asked about the sale, he said that he heard that the Lincoln Memorial had also been sold and that it would be now known as the Ford Lincoln Mercury Memorial. So that's good. That was pretty clever. He played into that. I think that's good because Taco Bell was smart. They knew they would get some publicity because people would freak out and they would think that that was ridiculous, especially time of the when everything was being, the ballparks and stuff were being renamed, which they are now, to have company names on them for naming rights. So it wouldn't be necessarily ridiculously far-fetched that somebody would, that a company like Taco Bell would buy the Liberty Bell. Speaking of fast food and April 1st jokes, Burger King also took a page out of Taco Bell's book, and they had a full-time advertisement announcing the introduction of a new item to their menu, because you know how they're always trying to do that. So that's not that far-fetched. They called it the left-handed Whopper, that it was specially designed for the 32 million left-handed Americans. So the new Whopper had the same ingredients as the original Whopper, but all the condiments were rotated 180 degrees for the benefit of the left-handed customers. So the following day, Burger King had a full release again, and they followed it up saying that although the left-handed Whopper was a hoax, thousands of customers had went into the restaurants and they requested the new sandwich. And then there was people that said that they hoped that they wouldn't do away with the right-handed burgers, that because they were catering to the left hand, should they be worried that it would go by the boards and everybody would have to stick to what was being put on the burgers in a different direction? Yeah, that's crazy. And of course, with radio, as I said, it's tough to pull off the radio hoax. And I've done them. I've done them before. In fact, I'll tell you the best hoax that I pulled off coming up. But before we do that, let's go to Dan in Texas. This is the joke man. He's probably pulled off a few April Fool's pranks in his time. Hey, Dan.
Well, I've got a few things I want to talk to you about. But first off, I once went into a large grocery store in Smith River, California, and talked the girl into letting me use the TA system. And I announced, attention Walmart shoppers, you're in the wrong store.
You're in the wrong store?
Yeah.
That works.
What do you call a left-handed boomerang that doesn't
what?
Come back?
What do you call it?
A stick.
That's good. I should have known that. That was good.
Okay. Now, this Unaffordable Care Act of Obama's is just a way to have everybody equally poor. It's destroying the middle class. Some of these premiums that the people are facing are just astronomical. Sure, there's some people that get a free ride, but the rest of us have to pay for it.
Yep.
And as a result, there is going to be a revolt in this country come November, and if anybody that's got a D beside their name, your future, friend, is going to be in peril. Now, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, that missing plane is in Iran, and we will get that plane back loaded, and it'll wipe out the entire East Coast.
Really, you think that? There's places that this could. Let's say there was a plane that was jimmy-rigged like that. Not far-fetched that could happen. But why the eastern part of the United States?
Because
the hatred is so big.
If you take out Washington D.C. with a nuclear weapon, you'll take out also New York City. The New York City is our financial capital, and that is financial capital of the world. Now, also, if you take out the government in America, you'll destroy all the people that have Social Security, SSI, VA. All of those people will be destitute. They'll be scrambling to try to find some way to come up with food, and the majority of them are old. You also take care of the people that are disabled, the blind, the disabled, the helpless, and it'll turn brother against brother, neighbor against neighbor. It'll be the day of the gun, and we'll be so busy fighting amongst ourselves just trying to survive that they will have accomplished their goal. They will have eliminated Israel's number one support, and then you can go in without using bombs to take out Israel with enough Muslim troops to wipe Israel off the face of the earth once and for all and retake the Holy Land as a new part of the Muslim world domination. This is going to happen in every country in the world. As soon as they gain monopoly status, they take the country over. I've seen it happen.
You haven't seen that happen. You've seen other things happen, you mean. Is that what you're talking about?
I have actually seen them take over another country. Remember Lebanon in
the 40s
was a Christian country.
It was.
And then they had the influx of the Muslims from all over the world. France is hanging on by its bare teeth. They've got so many Muslims in the country that they're having to pass laws to protect the French citizens from the Muslim world. Now, that's enough of me on that. I don't mean to get on no diatribe here, but I'm telling you, that's the straight of it. We're going to get that plane back. They'll wait, but when the time is right, we can kiss it goodbye. And as far as Obama, that's about it. I don't even want to go there. I have no use for the man.
I like that. Tonight I'm not even going there. Thanks, Dan. All right, so you know what Dan says about the plane? I don't think it's unbelievable that somebody could take a plane, even a 777, and rig it up. But, of course, there are protections, you would think, to being able to scope that out and watching that happen because of the eyes that we have on people and places where, I mean, for goodness sake, doesn't the NSA have a net over everything? So you would think that there would be measures to stop that. And I hope so. I'm telling you, I really hope so. Stay with us.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Archie water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
With me, Kate Delaney. The big news on the day that we haven't touched on is five people killed in an 8.2 magnitude earthquake. Can you imagine this? Boy, it seems like we've been talking about earthquakes. The two that there were in Southern California, although one was bad in some areas and they could kind of feel it the 2 weeks prior to that in a different area of Southern California, no deaths or anything like that. And, of course, nothing near an 8.2 magnitude. If we're 8.2 in L.A., that's curtains. That means a lot of people are dead. But five in this earthquake, it hit northern Chile, and all of that is still kind of unfolding. They're going to find more people in a sort of remote area. It's tough to say, and it was pretty scary, obviously, because you're talking about apartment buildings that sway and could certainly topple over. You're talking about a tsunami, for sure, when you say 8.2. I mean, that's pretty potent, and that happened late on Tuesday. So a few landslides sapped the power, and it generated the scariest thing, the tsunami. About 300 prisoners escaped from one of the northern port cities there right in the aftermath. It hit about 8:46 local time. And the depth, because that's always important when they look at the tsunami aspect, 12 miles, so 12.5 miles, a little bit over that. And the National Emergency Office just tweeted it out. Isn't it interesting how Twitter has become now an emergency system? Tweeted out that they were asking everybody to evacuate the South American nation's coast because they were concerned. They were concerned about that coastline. They just told everyone get to higher ground, higher ground, higher ground. And ever since we've seen some of these horrific tsunamis, like the one that we saw, if you remember, in Thailand, I don't think people take that many chances. I think they head for the hills and they wait in the dark, just hoping they can get to their houses. Now, at one point, they said the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, they would be the ones that would issue it. They issued a whole bunch of tsunami warnings, all of them except for Chile and Peru. And then they were canceled, and then tsunami watches. And that went all the way far to Mexico's Pacific coast. And then that was called off. Then they say that tsunami waves of more than 6 feet that were generated by the earthquake actually washed ashore on one of the coast of Pisagua is is the name of the area. And the one scariest place, I think, was Iqui, where they have a population of about 200,000 people, because they saw waves 7 feet high. It looks like they averted some of that danger, though. It's a good thing that they got the tsunami warnings, because you got to remember with Chile, if you've seen anything on the Ring of Fire, Chile's on the Ring of Fire. That's that arc of volcanoes and the fault lines that circle the Pacific Basin, and they're prone to volcanic eruptions, of course, and frequent earthquakes. But it always seems to catch us by surprise when we hear that, and the people in Chile would say the same thing. Because when you're talking 8.6, 8.8, you know, remember the 8.8 magnitude, that was just in 2010. You had about 500 people that were killed when that happened, and that triggered a tsunami that actually toppled buildings. So here's the thing. With this one, it's looking like they were even trying to figure out if there was going to be any danger for Alaska, Washington, Oregon, California, even in Canada, British Columbia. That Pacific area, vulnerable to that because you don't know if that wave can be triggered. And they were still even evaluating late on Tuesday whether to issue one for Hawaii. But apparently they didn't. They just said that there were going to be some incredibly strong currents and to warn the swimmers. Because when you're talking about coastlines like Hawaii and visitors that go there, they're not thinking about that. They're thinking that Chile's not where they are. And they're not paying attention to it, so they try to get that word out. I know from being in Hawaii, what they'll do is they'll slap up a whole bunch of signs to try to warn people about what it'd be like to be caught in some of those strong currents. So that's big news, I think. Breaking Tuesday, a lot of people in the United States visit Chile, and a lot of people apply actually for visas from Chile, so there's a lot of back and forth. I've met a lot of people from that region. Coming up on America Tonight in our next segment, we'll talk now about Obamacare and the fact that they're doing a little bit of a victory lap in Washington, D.C. Certainly, I'll tell you why. That was what the tsunami was, in a sense, politically speaking, coming out of Washington, D.C. And besides that, I think the story of GM, government motors. GM today was the focus of a drilling for the woman who is the CEO of that company, talking about how could you let a 50-cent part go unsolved, talking about ignition problems with GM cars that led to 13 deaths. And once you're on the Hill and they have you there, and then you've got the CEO, her name's Barra, who just was apologizing, saying today GM will do the right thing, and we apologize to the people affected by the recall and the families and friends of those who lost their lives or were injured. I'm deeply sorry. But deep down, here's what you know. If it was only a 50-cent part, an ignition part, why didn't GM do the right thing before with that faulty ignition switch? Why didn't they do that? And then a 10-year delay in issuing a recall? Now, how it's swollen to 2.6 million cars and trucks and that kind of thing? So by saying, hey, today's GM will do the right thing, I mean, you know, she's still the new CEO, but she's the CEO, and her name's Mary Barra, and she was before Congress, and it was easy to grill her on the botched recall because it should have happened a long time before a recall. They should have fixed the part. They should have had a recall quicker than that. I mean, how sad is that? No matter whatever money they end up getting, it doesn't matter what the families get when it's a 50-cent part, then that's all it would have taken to fix that ignition problem. Excuse me, a 57-cent part. That's ridiculous. I mean, that's unacceptable. That's a bad way of doing business. Why didn't anyone take action? Why didn't the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration do anything? What are they there for? Aren't they supposed to be the watchdog? And they've got statements in their documents from 2005 that show that GM decided it was too expensive to implement a fix. Too expensive to do that. Versus what? Oh, if a few people die from this, we might have a lawsuit. And it would be so tragic. We don't want that to happen. But if we have to weigh what it would cost to do this recall, to put this 57-cent part in for all these ignitions versus... I mean, that's ridiculous. It's like they knew that they were sending people out the door, or people were driving around with a ticking time bomb. They were selling cars, and I didn't realize it was that bad until I saw how big the recall was. I mean, from one day to the next. So they continued to sell the cars knowing it was unsafe. And you know that spreads like wildfire through GM. So the people that were selling the cars had to know that this was a problem. So think about it. A single mother comes in, a young couple comes in, somebody's coming in to get a used first car, whatever. I mean, the stories are tragic and unacceptable. So it is easy to grill them on this, but to sit there and say, well, that's not the way we do business today, and that's not what we do, and blah, 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 blah. I mean, she did say it was disturbing. Because she wasn't the CEO then. But shame on GM. I mean, that's unacceptable. And so, of course, families were waiting for answers. These are real people who had some very sad things that happened as a result of that. I mean, a faulty ignition switch they installed in cars knowing it didn't meet its own company specifications. Now, what she said was, okay, just because the part didn't meet the specifications doesn't mean it was defective. And then you get into the whole rigmarole of how many parts are used in GM cars that don't meet the specifications, and she didn't know the answer to that. And she did say that if parts don't meet performance and reliability and safety standards, then they would get recalled. But that seems like a botched answer, because you say the thing about the parts, but then you don't know how many parts are in there. And she's kind of had to dance around that question. And who signed off on the ignition switch? That's the person we want to hear from, right? And she didn't answer that question either, about the engineers who approved the switches. And, you know, no one at GM has lost their job at this point over that faulty part, which killed all those people. I think someone should get fired. What do you think? You can always chime in, 855-266-5283. We're talking Obamacare next, here on America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, baby.
Today, as we make our final lap for this hour of America tonight, the president was making his own victory lap earlier in the day over the fact that over 7 million people signed up for Obamacare, either through the federal exchange or the state exchanges, and it was April Fool's Day, so one of the jokes was, the ultimate April Fool's Day joke is the Republicans... figures on Obamacare were off, and he seemed pretty pumped up about what he was able to announce. And you had the Senate Minority Whip, John Cornyn, from Texas, calling the figures a tragedy. And you had others saying the same thing, that it was, depending on how you look at it, if you were a Democrat, you thought it was the ultimate April Fool's Day joke on the Republicans. Or if you were a Republican, you thought it was the ultimate April Fool's Day joke that that many people signed up for Obamacare. And now everybody, by the way, is embracing the whole Obamacare thing. Remember when you used to say Obamacare and immediately it was like, oh, it's Affordable Care Act. Well, now the Democrats embrace that. That's just the term. That's just what it is. But the idea of being affordable or not, boy, that's still the tug of war, isn't it? 7.1 million, those are the numbers, though, enrolled in Obamacare. They've enrolled in it. But How many people, this is what I want to know, how many people have lost health care as a result of it? I mean, what about the people who had to sign up for more expensive health insurance? I mean, I know I've talked this to death. What about the people who had to sign up for more expensive health insurance or face the penalty, right? So there is another side to this, and this isn't Republican hype. I mean, it's true. We certainly have heard enough stories. There really is some interesting stories on all sides of this, but it's resulted in some tragic cases, which I don't understand this. There ought to be a law against this. Someone's in the middle of cancer treatment. You're fighting for your life, or you're barely hanging on, or who knows what stage you're in, or what it is that you have, and it's resulted in cancer patients losing access to their doctors. And then some of the jobs were slashed, and that's not hype. It's the truth. That has happened in a bunch of companies where they, especially in the service industry, where they had to slash jobs. So this is now 2014. Remember, this law was signed in 2010. Hard to believe that much time has passed by, huh? But the enrollment period started October 1st. They did say over 7 million. There have been massive glitches, but they've got the numbers. But what does it mean? What does it mean for the millions of Americans who have lost their health insurance since the individual mandate kicked in, even though there was the promise that they could keep their plans and doctors if they wanted to, or they faced skyrocketing premiums or worse coverage? That's what's so strange about this. It's like I say, if you went up to anyone on the street and said, do you think Americans should have affordable health care? Just use those words. Of course, you'd say yes, access to affordable health care. But then it becomes, what is affordable? What is good health care? So some of the tales that are being told are incorrect. I think that if you're on the lower end of the spectrum, it can be really good because you're just on that cut line where it's cheaper. Now you have it. Now you can afford it. Absolutely. But if you're anywhere in the middle, and the middle, you're not surviving. I mean, you're not dancing around and spending lots of money every week on frivolous things. It's not like you have money to burn. So the lap that you're doing is different. And small businesses are scared to death in some cases to hire new people. So that's hurting economic growth. Let's get something patient-centered. How about that? Or at least when these conversations come up, I think this is what it should be about. And I know, why don't I put on my rose-colored glasses and sing Kumbaya and whatnot. But if I were in the healthcare business and I had any real sway, that's what I would be looking at. All right, how can we still make this work and make it patient-centered and get the best health care that we can for the patient? How can we keep it that way and not have astronomical health care costs? How do we do this? And part of the fundamental problems are you still have problems with the insurance industry, and you have problems with the pipeline that backs up in fraud, and Medicaid and Medicare problems still there. So all of that would have to be ironed out. And there are fundamental flaws that I think could be straightened. I think they could be straightened out, but it would take a lot of work. It would not take yelling back and forth at a table with no end goal. I think there's going to be more damage, and I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I would love to be wrong. I would. I would love to come on the air and say, wow, I was so bloody wrong about that. Man, I had no idea what I was talking about. All those people I interviewed, all the people we had on the show. Because not for nothing, but we're not talking about a Republican mantra. We've had plenty of Democrats on the show talk about it, and a lot of them are still excited about Obamacare, but they realize and have admitted that there are problems in some of the ways that Obamacare is being rolled out to some people. And particularly infuriating, I think, is the people who had good health insurance. So you breathe a sigh of relief. Whew. You take out that card that's kind of weathered, or maybe you are lucky, you haven't used it very much, and you look at it, and man, there it is. That's like your little security card. Because, you know, geez, if I get in a car wreck, there it is. I'm okay. Yeah, I know I'm going to be okay. Even though you won't go to the best trauma center. Because they're in the poorer neighborhoods, by the way. But forget that conversation. But you know you're covered. You feel like, okay, man, I'm covered. But the problem is that's not the case. And there's so many political futures and politics jammed into this whole thing. I mean, a lot of people are getting slammed. People who had good doctors, who had good coverage, who had affordable prescriptions that don't have access now to the medicine that they had for an affordable rate because it's skyrocketed on them. The problem was they fell right in that gray area of being in the middle class where they didn't make too little, but they didn't make too much. That's what's so rough. All right, quickly, let's go to James in Kentucky. Hey, James, we're up against it, but you get the last word. Go for it.
Yes, there's a thing here that you can opt out of the, I don't know where it was, I was located on Cornell University. You can opt out of it. I forget the name of the.
You can opt out of the health care?
You can opt out of this health care. The federal government health care.
Right.
Saying you have to get it.
Yeah.
If they're saying you get it, and if you don't, you'll be penalized or fined or something.
Right, right.
Well, you got to. It's a law out. I looked at it, and I'll get back with you tomorrow night on it.
Get back with us, because there are alternatives to this that I know about that are cheaper, that are easier to use, and you can opt out in a different way because you still have coverage. You might be talking about that. I'm not sure, because in Kentucky, James, as you know, a lot of people signed up in the state exchange, because that was one of the states that the Democrats especially were bragging about in the beginning of this thing when it started to roll out, that's for sure. All right, any thoughts on health care, the rollout, where you stand as far as Obamacare is concerned, or anything else that trips your switch, send it to us, americatonight.net.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.